Hey there, I'm Dylan Lewis, one of the hosts of Motley Fool Money. Each weekday on Motley Fool Money, we talk through the business news you need to know and the stories moving stocks on Wall Street. On weekends, we dive into the industries shaping tomorrow and host the experts, authors, and executives that understand them. Tune in for insights, a long-term perspective on investing, and of course, stock ideas, plenty of them. To quote a listener, it pays to listen. Check us out and subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
20 city migrant shelters will face a new 11 p.m. curfew. It's Monday, February 12th, and this is your New York Daily News. Monday's forecast calls for cloudy skies with a high near 48 and a low near 37. Before today's top story, as New York City struggles to address its worst housing shortage in a half century, New York Governor Kathy Hochul on Friday visited a dirt-filled lot in the fast-changing Gowanus neighborhood of Brooklyn to highlight a rare home creation success, a groundbreaking for a 654-unit development. The project is one of 18 in-progress Gowanus developments that have been made possible by executive actions issued by Hochul in July, her office said. One of the actions effectively revived a lapsed statewide tax benefit for developers in Gowanus. The New York City Council rezoned 82 blocks in Gowanus in 2021. Today, the neighborhood's skyline is dotted by cranes and half-completed towers rising from the earth. The site of Friday's event is expected to be transformed into a two-building brick-and-glass housing complex with shopping space at ground level. And New York City is locking up more teenagers and keeping them longer behind bars, according to an early report card of New York Mayor Eric Adams' second full year in office. The number of young people held every day in the city's youth facilities surged 31% over the past year to, on average, 260 detainees, last week's preliminary mayor's management report showed. The city is also on track to admit more teens to juvenile detention this year. The city has two secure facilities just for young people, Crossroads Juvenile Center in Brooklyn and Horizon Juvenile Center in the Bronx. Between them, more than 630 teens were admitted to detention during the first several months of the fiscal year, July to October, included in the report. Find these stories and more right now at nydailynews.com.
My name is Greg Jackson. I'm a PhD holding historian, a professor, and the creator of History That Doesn't Suck, a podcast that makes legit, seriously researched American history come to life through entertaining stories. Join me for a chronological telling of the United States story, from the Revolution to fractious Civil War, tenacious inventors, brave reformers, and more. With more than 100 episodes, you can already binge listen your way from 1776 to the early 20th century. Listen to History That Doesn't Suck on Spotify.
New York City plans to implement an 11 p.m. to 6 a.m. curfew at 20 more migrant shelters beginning Monday, Mayor Adams' office said Sunday. The new curfew, introduced as anxiety rises about migrant crime, would apply to about 3,600 people and would bring the number of asylum seeker shelters with curfews to 24. The city instituted curfews at 4 relief centers last month. Among the 20 new shelters is a large relief center in Long Island City, Queens, that houses about 1,000 migrants, according to government data. Typical city homeless shelters already have curfews. A City Hall spokeswoman said in a statement that the broadening of the curfew will allow for more efficient capacity management for migrants in the city's care. The share of emergency shelters under the curfew is relatively small. Adams' administration has opened more than 200 emergency shelters since waves of migrants began to arrive en masse in the city in spring 2022. But the widening of the curfew rules comes after city officials publicly keyed on crimes linked to migrants who can appear stuck in difficult straits without access to work. A 15-year-old Venezuelan immigrant was accused of shooting a tourist and opening fire on a cop in Times Square on Thursday. 3 days earlier, NYPD Commissioner Edward Caban said at a news conference that a wave of migrant crime has hit New York in recent months. Others have pushed back on the suggestion that the roughly 66,000 asylum seekers in the city's care are driving significant increase in crime. Studies have found that immigrants are historically linked to significantly less criminal behavior than native-born Americans. At a news conference in Brooklyn on Friday, Governor Hochul rejected the notion that migrants are driving a crime wave. We have 170,000 migrants who have come to the city. They are looking for a better life, said Hochul, a Democrat. Yes, there are isolated instances, but I would not characterize that as a massive crime wave. Earlier in the week, City Controller Brad Lander, a Democrat, said that the police commissioner's remark about a migrant crime wave represented a baseless Republican talking point. Lander said Adams, who has also highlighted migrant crime, has engaged in fear-mongering. Of course, individuals who commit crimes should be held accountable, the controller said in a Tuesday interview, but he added that the evidence is clear that immigrants are less likely to commit crimes than native-born residents. Adams has said the overwhelming majority of the migrants are simply pursuing the American dream. They want to contribute to our society, he said last week. Many of the migrants in the city fled political and economic turmoil in Central and South America and then headed for New York City, which has a unique rule requiring that those who need shelter receive it from the government. Some residents have reportedly complained about migrants begging for money in neighborhoods near shelters. For more on this story and for the latest in New York City politics, visit nydailynews.com and follow us on social media at nydailynews. Thanks for listening. My name is Imran Sheikh.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.